AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. The Los Angeles Dodgers are heading back to the World Series, where they'll meet the Yankees in the Fall Classic for the first time since 1981. Correspondent Mark Myers has the recap.
Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers are going to the World Series, closing out the Mets with a 10-5 win in Game 6. Tommy Edman was one of the heroes in the series clincher, smashing a two-run double in the first inning and a two-run homer in the third.
That's what we prepare for, you know. You prepare for those big moments, and unfortunately, I was able to come through.
Will Smith also stroked a two-run home run as the Dodgers built a 6-1 lead after just three innings.
The WNBA Finals came to a thrilling conclusion with one of the league's flagship franchises lifting the trophy. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has more.
The Liberty have the first WNBA championship in their 28-year history after outlasting the Lynx in Game 5, 67-62 in overtime. Breanna Stewart shot just 4-for-15 from the field, and Sabrina Ionescu was 1-for-19, but Stewart hit two free throws in the closing seconds of regulation and iced the title with two foul shots in OT.
To be able to bring a championship to New York, first ever in franchise history, it's an incredible feeling.
NFL Sunday once again kicking off in England. This time the Jaguars pounced on the Patriots 32-16. Jacksonville now 2-5, while New England is mired in a six-game skid for the first time since 1993. The premier game in the early window is the Vikings hosting the Lions in a battle for first place in the NFC North. Correspondent Geffen Coolbaugh.
Jake Bates kicked a 44-yard field goal with 15 seconds left to lift the Lions to a 31-29 victory that handed the Vikings their first loss. Jared Goff passed for 280 yards and two touchdowns and guided the Lions 48 yards and four plays to get in range for their rookie kicker and forced the Vikings to burn their timeouts.
We're getting guys open. We're protecting well. And hitting them in stride, and it's just, you know, one play after another, trying to focus on each play one play at a time.
Jahmyr Gibbs rushed for 116 yards and two of Detroit's three second quarter touchdowns. Both teams are 5-1 and tied for the NFC North lead.
Staying in the NFC North, the Packers played host to the Texans in another elite matchup. Correspondent Chuck Freeman has the recap.
The Packers used a last second field goal from their kicker, who wasn't even on the team until midweek, and they defeated the Texans 24-22. Brandon McManus, who was signed this week, the Packers have had kicking issues this year, and McManus drilled a 45-yard field goal as the clock expired. Quarterback Jordan Love says McManus delivered.
You could tell Brandon is a vet. You know, he's been around for a while, even all week in practice. You know, the way he's kicking the ball and, you know, just walks off like it's another, you know, walk in the park. So I think he has a lot of confidence.
The Packers overcame three turnovers. Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud threw for a career-low 86 yards. The Texans did have a 19-14 halftime lead and took their last lead with a field goal with just under 2 minutes to go in the game.
Quarterback injuries were in the spotlight on Sunday, none more impactful than Cleveland's Deshaun Watson, who suffered a potentially season-ending Achilles injury as the Browns got upended by the Bengals 21-14. Already down QB1 and QB2, the Dolphins lost QB3 Tyler Huntley to a right shoulder injury, and Miami's offense suffered as the Colts strung back-to-back wins together, dumping the Dolphins 16-10. Saquon Barkley ran for 176 yards and a touchdown in his return to the Meadowlands as the Eagles dominated the Giants 28-3.
Like I always said, thankful for the organization. They're the team that drafted me. Still got nothing but love and respect for all the guys over there, but I'm happy to be Eagle.
The Giants are winless in their four home games, scoring just one touchdown. Amari Cooper caught a Josh Allen touchdown pass in his first game with his new team, helping the Bills blast the Titans 34-10. And the Seahawks snapped a three-game losing streak, flying past the Falcons 34-14 and grabbing sole possession of first place in the NFC West. Still to come, a look at the late games and the action in the rinks. The late slate featured a Super Bowl rematch as the Chiefs rolled past the 49ers 28-18, due in large part to the legs of three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes. Correspondent Greg Eklund recaps.
Mahomes uncorked a career-high 33-yard run to set up his own one-yard touchdown on fourth down early in the fourth quarter.
The O-line stepped up and we were able to run it down there, and we found a way to get in the end zone. And when you get in the end zone, you get points on the board. Now it's about cleaning up the turnovers. I think if we can do that, we can start hitting our stride.
Mahomes finished with 154 yards passing, but with two interceptions. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy was intercepted three times. Kansas City is now 6-0.
The 49ers' loss may have come at a large cost. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk left the game with a knee injury. Head coach Kyle Shanahan fears it's a season-ending ACL tear. An MRI is scheduled for Monday. The Commanders lost lost star rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels, but Washington still cruised to a 40-7 thrashing of the Panthers. Marcus Mariota spelled Daniels and completed 18 of 23 for 205 yards and two scores. Washington improves to 5-2 to remain in the catbird seat in the NFC East. And the Raiders lost starting quarterback Aiden O'Connell to a thumb injury. Gardner Minshew rallied his team late, but the Rams hung on to beat the Raiders 20-19 behind a pair of touchdowns by running back Kyren Williams. Sunday Night Football was in Pittsburgh, where the newly acquired Devontae Adams made his Jets debut against the Steelers. Correspondent Josh Roundtree.
After a slow opening quarter, Russell Wilson shined in his first start with the Steelers as Pittsburgh topped the Jets 37-15. Wilson passed for 264 yards and two touchdowns. He rushed for another score in the win.
We had a couple of things early that we could have had. I felt like it was playoff baseball. I said out there, you know, it's, you know, in the sense of, you know, I started off 0-2 and, but felt like, you know, I was going to get hot. I kept telling Coach, hey, I'm going to get hot here.
Aaron Rodgers was intercepted twice by Steelers rookie corner Beanie Bishop. Rodgers passed for 276 yards and a touchdown for the 2-5 Jets.
On the ice, the Jets remain the league's only unbeaten team, improving to 5-0 as they double up the Penguins 6-3. The Sharks remain winless, dropping to 0-4-2, falling to the Avalanche 4-1. And Mikey Anderson had a goal and an assist as the Kings crown the Ducks 4-1. NASCAR Joey Logano takes the checkered flag at the South Point 400 in Las Vegas, advancing to the Championship Four in search of his third NASCAR title. And JT Poston edged Doug Gim by one stroke to take the PGA Shriners Children's Open. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.